There was a teacher who said that we shouldn't practice spiritual materialism, that we shouldn't try to be gaining anything from the meditation. But the Buddha actually talked in very clear terms about how you're developing wealth as you practice, wealth inside. Because that's the most important kind of wealth. As you get old and sick, as you're dying, particularly, your worldly wealth won't be much use to you, but your inner wealth will be the conviction you have in the Buddha's awakening, which translates into conviction in the principle of your actions, that your actions have power. They make a difference. So you don't just allow your thoughts to wander wherever they might go. You want to train your thoughts to have a good impact. Because the way the mind leans, the Buddha says, is like a tree that leans. When the tree gets cut, it's going to go in the direction that it's leaning. The same way, if your mind leans in a particular direction, even though you're not acting on those thoughts right now, thoughts of greed, thoughts of lust, thoughts of anger, still, when something comes up that's really strong, your heart is going to go in those directions. So you believe then in the worth of training your mind. And you believe in the worth of virtue, that you protect yourself by not harming others. As the Buddha said, when you make your virtue universal, in other words, you're not going to break the precepts under any circumstances. You're giving universal safety. And when you give universal safety, you have a portion of that safety as well. You develop a sense of healthy shame, healthy compunction. Healthy shame is the opposite of shamelessness. In other words, you want your actions to look good in the eyes of the wise. Compunction is when you think about how what you do is going to have consequences down the line, so you care. You don't say, well, that's somebody else in the future. I don't care. It's going to be you in the future. And just as when we eat a cake, we don't want to have sand and dirt in mixed in with the icing. So you don't want to mix any unskillful actions in with your actions now, because those are the causes for what you're going to be consuming later on. So make sure your actions are clean. That way the food you eat, both physically and mentally, will be clean as well. Then there's the treasure of generosity, the treasure of learning. When you learn the Dhamma, keep it in mind. In the old days, they would actually memorize passages. So that when challenges came up, words of the Buddha would appear to remind you what you should or should be doing. That's a wealth. It goes together with mindfulness. And finally, there's the wealth of discernment, learning how to use your other treasures in a good way. So it really will be for your long-term welfare and happiness. When you have inner wealth like this, then wherever you go, you don't have to be afraid of being poor. You don't have to be afraid of inflation outside. Because these treasures always have a solid value, solid worth. It doesn't depend on the fashions of the day. This is your wealth, and it's the kind of wealth you can keep on creating with the world's wealth. You have to share it with others. And sometimes they have to create the wealth before you can enjoy it. But with your inner wealth, you can keep on creating it all the time. It's yours. It's not the case that the more you create, the less value it has. The more you create, the greater the value. So work on this wealth inside. This is one of the reasons why we meditate. Just develop the mindfulness that we need in order to protect our wealth and to keep on creating more.